The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
If you listen closely,
you may notice that Mishki takes great license with some of the details surrounding the news of the day. Listen at your own amusement. Thank you.
The return of the golden age of American radio, it's the Mishki Broadcast, radio's renegade outpost, transmitting live from the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.
Flipping what you call your howdy, ladies and gentlemen, top of the evening to you. This is where you want to stay tuned for the next couple of hours if you want your election coverage, because I'm the guy covering it. I'm on it like an old army blanket here. A lot of you folks probably spend a lot of your time watching television to get the real inside dope on a lot of this election business. Well, nuts to that noise, I say. Television is dying as a medium, and radio's been taking over for decades now, so wake up and smell the frickin' coffee, huh? Mishki Broadcast, AM 1500 KSTP. We're live off the muddy ditches. The muddy ditches, pretty much election central here in the state of Minnesota. I don't know where you people get your dope, but the best place to get your dope is right here off the muddy ditches. I got some pretty good dope. Why don't you want to watch television? Because television causes you to booze it up pretty good, folks. That's why. I read it in the paper. That's where I get a lot of my info. That may be my first mistake, but at least I don't get it on television. That's right. Headline, today's news. Study says too much TV could lead teenagers to start drinking. That TV sure gets beat up. You never hear anybody say anything bad about radio. No one ever says, well, the problem is these kids in radio. The problem is people sitting in front of the radio, destroying America. People spend 7 hours a day in front of the radio. You never hear that. Radio is accepted as a part of every growing boy's life. What? But the study here says too much TV could lead teenagers to start drinking. That's right. Don't bicker, find liquor, don't think, just drink. Too much TV could lead teenagers to start drinking. I just love that headline! Too much TV led me to drinking, started mem... Let's try again. Don't you come for the... Whoa! Hang on! Shuck it, a badoobie! Too much TV led me to drinking, staring mesmerized, hardly blinking, watching those shows. All I was thinking is get me some booze and I'll commence to drinking. Yeah, alright! Too much TV led me to drinking! Too much TV led me astray, right to that bottle of Tanqueray, and with that hooch man I did stay, drinking my lonely life away. Too much TV led me to drinking, too much TV led me to drinking. What the flaming hootie was I thinking? Watching my NYPD blue, putting my brain in a murky stew, pickling myself, that's what I do, all because of that no good tube. Ah, too much TV led me to drinking. What the hell was I thinking? Well, yeah, boom, 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 boom. Too much TV sent me down that road. I watched each show with a belly load. Oh, how my inebriation showed when the news came on and my head would explode. Oh, boy! But you'd be a drunkard just like me if you wasted your days in front of TV and found yourself in such misery that the only way out was a little whiskey. Too much TV led me to drink it. Yeah! All right. We got that election coverage? All right. We're on it. We're on it here, people.
Yeah, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hey, do we have Hot Rod Lincoln? We used to have that one. I don't know if we do or not. What's this? Hang on. This might be it.
Liberal!
Well, that's a Norm Coleman ad we are going to run. Ripping Humphrey there. Let me find. I'll find the one we have. Oh, boy. Is it? No. Ow! Here. This might be it. Uh-oh. This isn't it. Where the hell's that thing?
I found the Hot Rod Lincoln.
Trailer for sale.
Shut up. I got the Hot Rod Lincoln. I don't have the actual song, but this is the Hot Rod. Where's the song? Here he goes. Yeah. And you know where he's going? He's going on a highway heading south.
Yeah.
On a highway heading south somewhere to Dixie, where the cotton blooms in the spring and the sun don't
cloud. Yeah.
I'm gonna rest these chilly bones in the southern sunshine.
That's what I'm gonna do.
And
leave for the weather's warm until I die. How you guys doing out there?
Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race where the Ford and the Mercury was setting the pace. That story is true.
Oh, stop it. What am I doing here? I got a radio show to do. You can't just because you have these toys doesn't mean you can sit and play with them. John in Columbia Heights wants his own talk show. That's great, John.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Yeah. I was just kind of wondering if people would be still interested in hearing the old cold shower.
Is it a full moon tonight, Clyde? Is it official? Looks big.
Yeah, I think it is. I could call and find out.
Check to see if it is. That'll help me at least prepare for the evening. Mary calling from Farmington.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi,
it
Mary.
It is a full moon.
It is?
It is.
Okay, that explains
I could certainly tell.
Yeah.
By that last call.
Yeah, I think we know what's going on now. Okay, well, that sets the tone for the evening. Very good, then.
I just wanted to let you know what I just saw on TV caused me to drink.
You just saw something that got you drinking?
Yep, on TV.
Let me guess. It couldn't have been, let's see, what's on about now? Election coverage?
Well, it was Jason Lewis.
He causes you to drink?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, just cause.
Because he's high strung?
Oh, yes, he's just wild.
Too much TV led me to drinking. Jason Lewis, too much thinking. Got
you
me
know?
Thinking. I started drinking. Election coverage is stinking. When you were listening...
He was pretty cool on TV, though.
Well, he's a handsome devil. He was made for TV. He was built for TV. I was made for radio. But Jason
well,
can...
Jason, I could beg to differ with you there.
Jason can move back and forth between the two media comfortably.
He's
comfortable in front of the camera. And he's comfortable in front of the microphone, and he doesn't sweat. He perspires.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's why he can't vote for Jesse Ventura, because Jason doesn't sweat. He perspires. If he would ever sweat, he'd vote for Jesse Ventura, but
That's
he just perspires.
Exactly right. I totally agree with you.
All right, there we go. Mary, what are you up to tonight?
Well, actually,
probably keeping your distance from a frisky Gary on a full moon, huh?
You bet.
Yeah,
he's
Gary.
He's gone tonight, so I can get my work done.
he's gone?
He's actually bowling.
Oh, it's his bowling night.
Yep.
Good to know someone still bowls in this world.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good average, too.
What is his average?
Oh, about 170-something.
That's a good average. You know the beauty of bowling is you can run into a guy like Gary and you don't automatically say, "Boy, I bet you're an intense athlete." But bowling, you know,
not
it allows.
Not with his tummy.
Huh?
Not with his tummy.
No, and yet he is, because he's a bowler.
He's a
probably
bowler.
A very intense bowler.
He
I was.
Is.
Yeah, I was in a bowling league, and I was on a team called the Gutter Rats. We were the Gutter Rats.
The Gutter Rats, that's great.
We got kicked out of Midway Lanes one night after a pretty big victory for having a beer pitcher fight there.
Oh, no.
It started accidentally, innocently enough. A woman bumped our pitcher and dumped a lot on me. And if it had been earlier in the evening, I would have let it go, but I dumped an entire pitcher on her head, and she had a big old boyfriend. One thing led to another.
Uh-oh.
But we all got kicked out. That was the end of bowling.
A Jesse Ventura type?
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
No, it was a Jason Lewis type.
Oh, yeah. Jason Lewis type.
I cleaned his clock.
Oh.
I chased him all the way down the street going, chicken hawk.
Anybody that perspires, you'd be afraid of.
Yeah, I couldn't even get him to sweat, even in the midst of a fight. Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. Do we have election coverage up to... we have a winner? Oh, we already have a winner? Polls close at 8 o'clock and 8:20, and we got the winner. Who is it? The Green Party? What?
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.
Call Integrity Online now. Switch to an internet service that's better. Call 459-6837 now for your free sign-on software. That's 459-6837 for a cleaner internet service. Integrity Online.
Or call the Mishki broadcast at am1500.org.com.pound.star. 1-800-AM-1500.org.com.pound.star. Do it like that. Mishki here for the House of Clocks. The House of Clocks! The only clock store on the planet Earth. There may be others, but if you travel the five-state area and that's it, say you're a salesman, I don't know, Fuller Brush, you're never going to see another clock store. That's it, House of Clocks. Now, maybe you get around. Maybe you've been to Amsterdam or Greenland or South Africa or Australia or something. You found another clock store. Well, good for you. Good for you. That and a quarter might get you a cup of coffee. You know, go peddle your papers. I don't care. Go tell it to someone who cares. Go flower your nuts, why don't you? I'm here for the House of Clocks. In this region, in the Midwest, a fairly significant chunk of the United States. Just ask the Indians. They lost it. Anyway, in this particular chunk of the United States that we have right here, the House of Clocks is it! 2,000 clocks on the showroom floor alone. How many does Dayton's have? 10? You're going to buy a clock, right? You got to decide where to buy a clock. You want a clock, right? Do you go to the place that has 10 or the place that has 2,000? Where do you think the better price is? Think, people! My God, that's the problem with this country. That's why we're electing the people we're electing. No one's thinking anymore. And you know why they're not thinking? Because too much TV's leading them to drinking. That's the reason that they ain't thinking. Watch no shows. All they're thinking is get me some booze. I won't be drinking. House of Clocks, ladies and gentlemen, has grandfather clocks, wall clocks, mantel clocks, cuckoo clocks, every kind of clock you ever could imagine. And they have the famous Anton Schneider Cuckoo Special. Cuckoo Special? They gotta be cuckoo. 40 to 60% off when they already have the lowest prices you can find anywhere in the Midwest or on the planet Earth. I don't know the prices in South Africa, Greenland, or Australia. Now, where do you go? You go, I-94 to White Bear Avenue. Now, it's north of, White Bear. North of I-94 on White Bear. 1435 White Bear Avenue is a converted library. Sits on a corner. Little place, little humble family place, been operating quarter of a century, glorious place, the finest place I've ever seen. You walk in there, it's like going into a museum. House of Clocks.
Dave Dahl's KSTP forecast. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 38. And tomorrow night, mostly clear and 23. Currently, it's 34. Now back to the Mishki broadcast.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir.
That's an odd place for that song to play. We used to play that quite a bit on Fridays. I haven't heard it in a while.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir.
Huh. It's interesting that we have that now. What the hell, huh? What the hell?
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir. So that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelite. up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Darling, she said I was yours to receive. Oh, 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 oh. Shut them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, Israelite.
To the hunker in the bunker.
After a storm, there must be a calling. Catch me in a farm.
All right. Let's go to a car phone in the state of Wyoming. Chris. Chris.
Tommy, how you doing?
I'm well.
Can you hear me?
I can. I'm picking you up. Are you picking up the show?
Yeah, I'm picking up the show, and I'm driving through a snowstorm. I can barely see 100 feet ahead of me, so I thought I'd better call and tell you, go, Jesse, go.
Go, Jesse, go. Is that snow coming our way?
The snow should be coming your way. Just about everything we get out here takes a day and a half to get to you.
Okay, and what's the nearest city?
Well, I'm halfway between Casper and Lander right now.
My God. Take care, Chris. This doesn't sound like a good situation. Do you have the flashlight, the candy bar, the Folgers can filled with some things, different things, bunch of sand?
We pick up C-SPAN out here on the digital satellite, and
well, you do pick up
C-SPAN. I saw a couple debates with Jesse, and I think he stands up tall and straight, and I like you supporting him, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you. I imagine Jesse would have had a pretty decent shot running in old Wyoming.
Well, he'd do good out here. We like rugged independence, and
yeah.
He seems to stand up for what he believes in and tells it pretty straight. I hear it's 34, 34, and 31.
That's the way
Jesse.
It's breaking down. This is the guy who they said might get 7%.
Well, 31 sounds good. I hope everybody got out and voted, because that would be a good thing for Minnesota.
Thank you, Chris.
You betcha.
You drive safely now.
Yeah, I like to listen to you when the snow is so bad I can't hardly see the road, and you're always entertaining.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for checking in.
You bet.
I like Chris. Chris is driving in a snowstorm right now, and I'm all he's got. He can't see 100 feet in front of him, and I'm all he's got. You people still want to ask why I feel what I do is important? Huh? Lance?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Couple things here.
Do you got a girl?
Do I have a girl?
Yeah.
You like a daughter?
No, you know, a girlfriend or
a
something.
A wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you do. Well, you don't need me then. You don't need me. Not tonight, you don't. Not like Chris does. Go ahead.
All right. A couple things here. Did you see that nice little article in yesterday's Metro section about the Arbenitas family over in St. Paul?
Yes, very nice, although it didn't make the case well enough.
I know.
We're going to have to go to an election update in 30 seconds from ABC News.
I was at are you aware of the Evel Knievel stunt cycle set that's now being reissued that you can buy for your kids?
No, but I'm getting it. Getting it because I got the one from 1974.
Okay.
So I'll put it nicely with that. I still don't know who sent that to me. A listener did.
Woo-hoo!
I got to go, Lance.
Let you go.
This is the ABC News election update. It's going to be followed by our own local update with Terry Anderson, and I'll chime in with nonsense and blather. Very good. Then, ABC News.
This was supposed to be the off-year election that heavily favored the incumbents, but there are a few who are finding to their dismay that isn't true, including the man they call Senator Pothole, who may have hit a bumpy road to political oblivion tonight. Bob Schmidt is live with the latest at the ABC News Decision Desk. Bob?
Tim, ABC News predicts that Republican Senator Al D'Amato has lost in New York to Democratic Congressman Chuck Schumer. Exit polls show nearly 6 New York voters in 10 think that after 18 years in the Senate, D'Amato's been around for too long. Schumer won with
Adios,
heavy support
Al.
From Hispanics and from blacks. A sizable black turnout in other states also helped Democrats win tonight, especially governorships in South Carolina, Alabama, and Maryland. Another Republican senator won't be coming back, North Carolina's Locke Faircloth, the apparent loser to Democrat John Edwards.
Is that a human
ABC's
being?
ABC's Bob Schmidt live at the Decision Desk. And a follow-up to that bizarre political story from Tennessee, the widow of the state senator murdered 2 weeks ago, Tommy Burks, has overwhelmingly defeated the man charged with the killing. Tim O'Donnell,
well, you'd expect
ABC
that,
News.
It's 8:32 at AM 1500 KSTP, and now we have in the KSTP newsroom, Terry Anderson with the election update. Terry?
Well, good evening, you guys. Now that you've been up to date on all the national races, let's focus on a few races here in Minnesota. The polls have been closed for about a half an hour, and here's what we know so far. Now, the voters from the... Excuse me, Jason, we're on the air.
Tell that fathead, that hey, pompous, fathead, right-wing, red-headed little creep to back off and let you do radio. Or I'll kick his little candy carcass from here to Kathmandu.
He's going to kick your carcass from here to Kathmandu.
His candy carcass.
He cannot print anything to save his life. That's the crisis, dude.
There's a lot of things Jason can't do.
No
but all the things he can do. You ever seen him with a dog? Go ahead. What?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Well, with his old pooch, the one that died.
Oh, yes.
I just mean when they jog together.
No, I've never seen him jog together.
Oh, okay.
So, Jason, please leave the... Okay, goodbye, Jason. Okay, in the governor's race, this is what we have. Skip Humphrey, right now, with just a few of the precincts reporting, is at 37%. Norm Coleman is at 34%. Jesse Ventura is at 31%. It is neck and neck. Now, Norm Coleman has just arrived at the Radisson Center in St. Paul, and he spoke to his supporters.
I feel great. I really do. It's been a fabulous campaign. I've had the opportunity to listen to people all over the state, and hopefully I've touched their hearts. They've certainly touched mine, and I'm very hopeful, confident. But either way, it's been a wonderful campaign. It's a great state, and the people of Minnesota, I love you.
Now, again, Jesse Ventura is at 31%. He is speaking live at this hour. Would you like to go to him, Mr. Mishki?
Heck yeah!
You know, thanks. I'll say it now to everyone who was involved, because we were truly a grassroots campaign. We didn't have all the money because we won't take it. You know, the PAC money, the special interest money, and all of that. But it hasn't mattered, has it?
No!
So, oh, you're here for me, and I'm here for you.
Sounds a little more sincere than that Norm
spiel
about touching hearts.
It's going to be a long night. We're going to wait till every damn vote is counted.
That's right, Jess. You tell them.
everyone.
Ventura.
And because, like I said, it ain't over.
Till it's over.
You're sexist till the fat lady sings.
That's right. Where have I heard that before?
And we got to wait to count them all, because by the early, what we're hearing is that it's going to go to the wire. It's nip and tuck. But you know what was interesting? They did the one poll, and 9% said they would have stayed home had I not run.
How about them apples, Terry? Okay.
Now, is that 9%?
Back to Terry Anderson and more races you've never heard of. Is that what's left, Terry? Pretty much the races no one's ever heard of?
Pretty much. We'll just recap a few more.
Okay.
Now, this is the latest. Now, the precincts or the polls are coming in quickly. So right now, Humphrey is at 37%, Norm Coleman 31%, Jesse is at 32%. So at this time, Jesse is ahead of Norm Coleman.
Now, can I ask you something? When
sure.
would we really know? I mean, is this going to be a 1 a.m. thing?
This
an
is
11
going to be a
p.m.?
1 a.m. thing.
Oh, for God's sake. We're not
elections.
Even going to be able to end this show at 10 and know who
no.
won?
You
oh, for
are,
God's
you,
sakes. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Let's recap just a few of the other races. Attorney General Charlie Weaver is ahead with 54%. Congressional District Number 2, David Mingy, is at 74%. He is the Democrat against Craig Dering. Congressional District Number 1, Gutnick, is at 61%. He's ahead at this point. That is the latest that we have here. I will continue to monitor the races, and if anybody big speaks, Mishki, I will be sure to let you know.
Thank you, Terry.
You are welcome.
Terry Anderson working overtime tonight. She's putting in the late hours covering this. And saves Clyde and I from running around grabbing AP wire stories trying to figure out what the heck's going on in this race, because this particular one has a certain amount of suspense. Kind of a fun evening, a lot of excitement in the air, and God knows I'm feeling it. Clyde, do we have to pay any more bills?
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, son of a God, I was hoping I could just jump back into the show, but let's pay those bills and get back as quickly as possible, because I'm antsy. Mishki for R.F. Moeller Jeweler. I don't suppose Mark's listening tonight. I like to get his dander up by talking about Jesse Ventura. Oh, it just frosts him. Yeah, he should be calling in shortly. He doesn't go on the air. He just berates me off the air by telling Clyde that I have my head somewhere. I like that guy. R.F. Moeller Jeweler. You know, you got a great relationship with a jeweler when he can call you and tell you got your head somewhere, you know.
Not all the people I work with say that. I mean, you know, you don't start out with a brand new client and have that kind of fun back and forth right off the bat. You have to wait till you get to know them. You know, I made a mistake one time of starting out with a new client and saying at the lunch meeting where we got to know each other that they had their head up the, you know, when they, that was the end of the deal. And they didn't like that at all. But the nice thing about R.F. Moeller Jeweler is no matter where anybody over there stands politically, when it comes to jewelry, they're all on your side. I mean, if you were voting for best jeweler, wouldn't you vote for R.F. Moeller? Well, let's put it this way. People had a chance to vote for best jeweler. City Pages magazine, 3 years in a row. Who won? Bingo! There was an election. There was a referendum. There was a mandate! And the mandate was continue on as you have been for this last half century. Being the jeweler's jeweler. The most educated jewelers. The jewelers with a lifetime return policy. The jeweler who understands more about the product they're selling than anyone else. So much so that they can teach it to you. They can teach you. You can learn. You can stop in there and learn. Get a free education. Know more about diamonds in a half hour than 80% of the people who sell diamonds in this city know. That's right. You can put an open sign on a door and grab a cash register and grab some diamonds and call yourself a jeweler. A lot of people do it. A lot of people do it and make a lot of money. A lot of people do it and make so much money they can pay for advertising and really sound professional. Bah! If you listen to this show, you really know there's no sense going anywhere else. You go to a restaurant, one week you might go to a different one the next week. But when you're talking about a jewelry store, you pick the best one and you go with that one and that's the one you stay with. That makes sense. They want to cultivate a relationship with you that lasts for a lifetime. They want to be your lifetime jeweler. R.F. Moeller. Remember them. 50th in France and Edina Ford Parkway in Cleveland in St. Paul.
Dave Dahl's KSTP forecast. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 38. And tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 23. Currently, it's 33. Now back to the Mischke broadcast.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
From the sky.
Fearless men who jump and die.
For a paycheck.
Men who mean just what they say.
They're not politicians.
The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings.
They got the wings.
Up on their chest.
On the chest.
These are men.
Primarily guys.
America's best.
Top of the top.
100
top.
Men.
100 guys.
We'll test today.
How many?
But only three.
Count them.
When the Green Beret.
Shiggity-bop, shiggity-bop.
Trained to live.
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
On nature's land.
Jiddity-bop, jiddity-bop.
Trained in combat.
Shabba-rabba.
Hand to hand.
Chang-a-langa, langa-langa.
Men who fight.
Chiddity-wop, chiddity-wop.
By night and day.
We do.
Courage takes.
Shina, shina, shina.
From the Green Beret.
Wow, wow, wow.
Silver wing.
Put the silver wing.
Upon their chest.
Slap them down on the chest, right?
These are men.
Men!
America's
children,
best.
Really? They were boys when they went out and they came
men.
Back.
Men. We'll test today.
All right, KSTP.
Stop
it! We got a military update. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Recruiters out there are having trouble finding young people willing to join the military branches of the service, or the service branches of the military, or the family trees of the extended family that is our nation's military. Now, here's the story. Apparently, the problem is the economy has been too good, and they need basically some sort of depression before a lot of guys want to graduate from high school and join the military. Or a draft. We don't have either right now. We could use a draft or we could use a depression. One of the two big D's, and then we could get some high school grads into the military. But right now, recruiter after recruiter after recruiter, not meeting their quota. That's right. Recruiters have monthly quotas they're supposed to meet, and if they don't, they get horsewhipped. The military is primitive, ladies and gentlemen, very primitive. Some out there argue
that recruiting will thrive only when more chronic problems are addressed. In a memorandum sent to every Army general on October 7th, the Army Chief of Staff, General Dennis Reimer, warned that the perceived gap between civilian and military pay and benefits and the high pace of Army operations would continue to hurt recruiting until the situation was addressed. The memorandum cited the lament of an Army recruiting sergeant in Ohio who summarized the problem like this. We're asking today's youth to leave home, deploy at a moment's notice, and give his life for his country for the same pay as a fry cook. Now there's the new recruiting poster, huh? That'll bring them in. Leave home, be ready for life and death combat at a moment's notice, and earn as much money as a fry cook. In today's Army, you can be all you can be, but what you mostly will be is broke or dead. So join now! Hey there, you, young man. How'd you like to join the military and serve your country? Come here, you. Stop that man right there. Come over here, fella. No, come here. I said come here! Get over here! Come on! Thank you. Now, young man, look me in the eye. Young man, how do you like to join the military and serve your country, the greatest country on the face of this earth? Huh? Are you nuts? Don't you guys scream and yell at us daily, get us up when we're tired and early in the morning and torture us with morning runs and calisthenics and long hours trudging through the mud? Of course we do! But you could end up making the same income as a fry cook, boy. Did you hear me? You could end up making the same money as a fry cook. Oh, fry cook. But don't you guys ridicule us and you know, just repeatedly call us maggots and stuff and scream that we're little girls and that we'll never amount to anything? Sure we do! But to make up for that abuse, you get fry cook wages, man! Fry cook wages! Yeah, I know, but ultimately, though, if you guys say so, we have to charge into battle and possibly come home in body bags while you big honchos stay back behind the lines. I mean, don't I have that right? Yes, but we're only getting corporate management salaries. You're getting the big fry cook moolah. Come on, young man. Come on. What you say, you sign here on the dotted line and get yourself off to basic within the month, huh? You say fry cook pay? Fry cook pay! Fry cook pay. Oh, I don't know, go suck rancid egg whites, recruiter man. I'm not helping you get your quota. I'm off to do something worthwhile with my life. I'll probably become a fry cook, I guess. Be all that you can be. Flip those burgers. Sling those hash browns. And be all that you can be. At a diner over on 7th Street, beats the Army. Be all that you can be. Flip those burgers, sling those hash browns. Be all that you can be at a diner over on 7th Street. 7th Street! Yeah. Alright, here's the dope. The military, in a way, is a victim of its own success. The military branches have increased the quality of recruits by requiring a high school diploma and above-average scores on aptitude tests. The military also turns down anyone with physical or mental defects or a history of drug use. Those standards eliminate two-thirds of the pool. More often than not, those are the ones who volunteer. Most of the people who walk into the office have something wrong with them, says Petty Officer Benny J. Granillo, a 10-year veteran who works mostly from Lexington Park, Kentucky. Most of the people who walk into the office here have something wrong with them. Well, that's disturbing. Most of the people who show any interest whatsoever in a military career appear to have something wrong with them. Alright, that's fine. Yeah, as a recruiter, I get nervous anytime a guy walks into my office saying, "Yeah, I'd like to be all I can be. Sign me up." My first question is, "Hey, pal, are you some sort of a freak?" "Yeah." "What do you mean you want to join?" "Hmm?" Nobody sane joins until I spend a while messing with their heads and talking them into it. You got that? The very fact that I don't have to damn near brainwash you ahead of time here tells me you're already missing a couple of screws. And if that's the case, we don't want you. We want people whose screws we get to loosen, not those who've already had their screws messed with by others. Now, in your case, it could have been genetic. Maybe your mommy and daddy messed with you. Maybe there was some problem in getting air to your brain at some point in your life. Whatever the story, we pride ourselves on taking the pristine, the sound, the healthy types, and then screwing them up. We want virgin brains to play with, not ones already sullied. Do you understand? Now, go back to that hole you crawled out of. Because I have to figure out how to talk the local high school homecoming king into signing up and leaving his debutante girlfriend and his family trust to go run obstacle courses in the rain with cussing drill sergeants. Now that's what I get paid for. You, my little maggot friend, are making life too easy by joining. I didn't get into the military because I like things easy. I want a challenge, and you're not a challenge. A challenge is getting that young high school grad who's gearing up for the best summer of his life to go run full bore at the Iraqi Republican Guard and get his little noggin shot off. That's a challenge, man. And that's what I got into this field for. Challenges. That's what the military offers. Challenges. Do you understand, maggot? Do you, maggot? Now get out of this recruiting office. I don't want to ever see your face again.
And now with an opinion on tonight's election, Pete from Schaefer.
Well, now, I believe that if Triple H or Coleman is elected, politics is going to be completely boring. If Jesse Ventura is elected, then the professionals in politics, Democrats and Republicans, will form a group together, so anytime he wants to get something done and vetoes it, the professionals will overturn the vetoes, and we will have an interesting 4 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just going to be boring and all these excuses. Well, I couldn't do this because of so-and-so didn't like it and all this.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people out there are pulling the old lever for Jesse today to take themselves out of a boring world and into a world of unpredictable excitement.
Well, as long as guys like those two are running the show, we're just going to have higher taxes, more controls. The socialists will be running the show. At least we can have this way. If Jesse's elected, the same thing will happen. But at least everybody will know that both the Democrats and that's what the Democrats, the big shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, big shots. I'm not talking about the average person wants. And it'll be at least interesting.
Mm-hmm. Just between.
Yeah. The same thing will happen.
Yeah.
It'll be boring.
Sure. Just between you, me, and the candy-colored clown, how long before you think the UN moves in and starts running the show around here?
I'd say probably right after
the election?
Year 2000.
Right after the year 2000, right. Yeah, I hear you.
That we're all having a revolution because of this computer problem that's coming up with.
So you're pretty much thinking Y2K problem followed by UN invasion, followed by perhaps a lot of biblical predictions, perhaps followed by the end of the world.
That's probably not too far from the case.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
You bet.
Okie dokie.
Smoking good time!
Happy news. It makes you feel so good. You get all warm inside. Everyone needs good news every once in a while. It's time for happy news. It's happy news on the Mishki broadcast.
Jabba da bop da, jabba da bop da, dooby 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 doo. Wow!
Hey, in the next hour, if any of you guys are around and know of some cures for baldness, why don't you give a call? We don't have time to get into it now, but I'm going to be dealing with baldness in the next hour. Boldly moving into the field of baldness, and I'm not going bald right now. I fully expect to at some point because I see quite a lot of it in my relatives, and depending on where I got the genes from, it could be early baldness. There's a slim chance I could go with a beautiful head of silvery hair into my 80s. I don't know. But we're going to get into a little baldness talk because of an ad I saw, an ad I find very difficult to believe and one that I'm troubled with because I wonder if you guys are being suckered for this crapola. Although maybe if I was going bald, I'd go for it. What the hell, it's only 1995 here. Blow the money, see what happens. But we'll also talk a little NASCAR. And you know NASCAR is going mainstream when NPR talks NASCAR. Did you know NPR talked NASCAR today? Ladies and gentlemen, the South didn't even used to get public radio. There was no one in the South who ever heard of public radio. And now, public radio talks NASCAR, the sport of the South. What's going on? Also, we're going to talk a little bit about some inventions in the United States. Actually, chances are we won't get to any of this crap. We'll have Terry Anderson's election coverage as well. Terry working late over on University Avenue there in good old St. Paul, and she'll be giving us some updates as she covers this thing, along with ABC News, which is coming up at the top of the hour here in about 50 seconds or so. You know, instead of having all these elections all at once and just being bombarded with them, I'm just dizzy from all these people I got to hear about, these careers changing left and right, winners, losers, you know, people happy, unhappy, families, whole futures change in the course of one evening. We ought to have an election a week or something in this country so we could spend a lot of time on it and talk about it, you know, over minutes instead of, nanoseconds, racing through all these national elections, D'Amato and D'Amici and DiMaggio, Dom DeLuise, and KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis, back after the news. If you have any remodeling needs in the coming months, please consider Toolbox Incorporated. They sponsor this broadcast, and as far as I'm concerned, they're the best around. They have something going for them that a lot of places don't. When they show up for a free in-home consultation, when they show up to talk to you about what you want done, they show you the fixed costs involved. They can tell you that certain things just cost what they cost. And someone who comes along and tells you differently, well, you ought to be wary of them. Because fact of the matter is, unless they have some top secret spot where they're going to get what they need to complete this project, there are fixed costs that you shouldn't be lying about. You shouldn't BSing about. You should be straight with folks and say this is what it costs. And not low bid just to get the job and find an excuse to bring it up later. People sometimes say, well, they can't do that to me. I got it in writing. What do you have in writing? You don't have in writing that no matter what surprises they come upon, they can't change their bid, that they have to stick with that estimate. No. They can come up with a million different excuses for why they have to jack it up, and that's how a lot of places operate. Toolbox Incorporated, they have routinely come in under their estimate. They're just trying to get you as close as possible to what they think it's going to cost. They figure that's what you want to know. And it's going to cost what it's going to cost. And they got to pay their workers. I mean, carpenters get a certain wage, and electricians. Would you trust a company that's screwing carpenters and drywall guys and painters and plumbers? No. So think before you decide on which company you're going to go with. And remember, Toolbox Inc. is going to be a lot less expensive than these national chains that are offering their services all over the Yellow Pages. They're just going to be more than the jack-of-all-trades guy out there is going to come and lowball you just to get in your living room. What's he going to do when he's in your living room anyway? That's what worries me. I can't see him from the street. And once inside your home, anything can happen. Anything. Now, I'm not saying that there are going to be body bags coming out of there later, but I can't guarantee you there won't. I don't know anything about these people. I just endorse Toolbox. Okay. Toolbox Incorporated, 782-3836. Call Toolbox or potentially die. 782-3836.
It's 9:07 on AM 1500 KSDP. Time for an election update with Terry Anderson.
Well, a lot has developed in the past half hour, guys. This with 9% of the precincts reporting. Jesse Ventura is ahead at this point. He's got...
It's time for Happy News.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Jesse, at this point, again, he's got 36% of the vote. Humphrey is at 33%, and Norm is at 30%.
And Jason Lewis is wearing Depends right now.
Oh, that is an understatement. When you said he's a hyper little fella, to, you know, he's like a...
He's wound like a top tonight, isn't he? Oh, I'd like to be there just to see him.
Oh, to see this guy's face. So, again, this is only 9% of the precincts reporting. Jesse Ventura is ahead by 3 percentage points. Humphrey is behind at 33%. Norm Coleman's at 30%. Now, earlier on KSTP, when he was on with Mishki, not with Mishki, but we played it, Jesse was thanking the voters.
Oh, you're here for me, and I'm here for you.
Night for incumbents. It looks like so far all of them are going to be reelected at this point. Gil Gutnick is ahead for District Number 1. District Number 2, David Mingy is ahead with 66%. In District Number 3, projected winner Jim Ramstead. In District Number 4, Bruce Vento is ahead with 57% of the vote at this time. In District Number 5, projected winner incumbent Martin Sabo. In District Number 6, Bill Luther has 58% of the vote. In District Number 7, Colin Peterson is ahead with 76%. Of the vote. And last but not least, District Number 8, projected winner James Oberstar will be likely serving another term. Let's quickly go over some other elections. For the state auditor, we might have an upset. Nancy Larson is ahead of Judy Dutcher, who is currently holding that position. State treasurer, it looks like Kevin Knight is losing. Carol Johnson is winning with 41% of the vote. And for attorney general at this time, Charlie Weaver is ahead of Mike Hatch with 52% of the vote. Now, we had three constitutional amendments that we did vote on today. The first one, I don't have exact numbers, but it looks like we have voted to extend the lottery for the environment. We have also, a good portion of us have voted yes to preserve hunting and fishing heritage. So far, that's ahead. And most of the voters, 86% of the voters so far, have voted to abolish the treasurer's office in the year 2003. So that's the latest from the polls. I'll continue to keep you updated. In the meantime, back to the best of Mr. Mishki.
Now, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Do you recall in past elections... where it's been close, when exactly things have
wrapped
up?
It's been more
up?
Than a century that we've had an election this close.
Well, then I can't ask what I was going to ask, which was when generally is everything in? Do we know everything? This is what I don't understand. This is a real puzzle to me. Mm-hmm. It's 1998, you know.
Right.
Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, and we're a computer world. And we can't have, within an hour, the results of all the voting. I mean, in this world, you'd think it'd be,
right.
You press a button and it's tallied and you deliver it. I mean, what's the wait here? Are they doing it by hand somewhere in the state?
Some of the rural counties still do it by hand.
They
still
do it by hand. Couldn't someone have borrowed them a computer? and if they weren't doing it by hand, would we know right now?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, because you've got each polling place individually, and look at how many thousands of polling places just in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and you go all out, each one of those computers has to individually add up, send it to the big computer. The computer has a...
Where is the big computer, this HAL?
Oh, that, I think, is double secret. I don't even know where the big computer is.
I'd like to know where it is. I figure if I could find that, I'm looking for the medallion this year. I wonder where they have that baby. Imagine if you could get into that and start messing around, tinkering around. Next thing you know, Jesse's got a few more votes than he should actually have. Bingo!
And Mishki
rocks the world!
Mishki would be governor. if we could get into
that
computer.
By the way, you said Back to the Best of Mishki. Do you mean by that that every night I'm on is the best of? Because I am live right now. I'm talking to you.
I know you're
live. This is not a tape.
And I know this is not a tape. The best of, as in you're the one of the best shows. That's why I say you're the best
sure,
Mishki.
Sure, that's what you meant. Okay,
and
thanks.
That's exactly what
thanks,
I meant.
Terry.
I'll see you
later. Get off my show.
Hey, hey, you, get off of my show.
Now, from the dark, muddy ditches of Highway 61, home of the broadcast outcast, we return to your radio road hazard, the Mishki Broadcast, transmitting live from AM 1500 KSTP.
Alright, Baldies, listen up. I ran into this ad today in USA Today. The headline is... Well, it's bold. Let's put it that way. It's a bold headline. Headline, a full head of hair in 30 seconds. Topic is the name of the product. Selling for $19.95 and offering you, gentlemen, and some of you ladies, a full head of hair in 30 seconds. I kept looking at the seconds part, thinking something had to be wrong. Nope. Big exclamation point afterwards. And I'd put one there, too, if I had a headline in my ad saying a full head of hair in 30, count 'em, 30 seconds. Come on. I mean, I'm all for screwing the American public. Really, I am. I think it's an honorable way to make a living, and it has a long history here in the United States. But there's got to be an art to this, people. You can't just... You can't do it like that. You got... It's an art. Consequently, one should look to pull the wool over America's eyes in a way that at least doesn't thoroughly insult the intelligence of the people. Yes, there is a sucker born every minute, but these are suckers, mind you, not entirely brain-dead individuals. A full head of hair in 30 seconds? What were you thinking when you wrote that? I mean, up till now, I had heard claims of 30 days. And to be honest, I thought that was a pretty decent shyster's approach. Full head of hair, 30 days. Extreme, but believable to the gullible schnooks out there who think miracles can happen on the top of their bald pates. But 30 seconds? You guys went a little too far here. You got carried away. You let the mood of the moment get you, that giddy feeling that comes when you can say anything without regard for its veracity. You let that mood carry you away and you slipped over the edge in working this fine art of the con. You went too far. Not 30 seconds. Whose idea was this? It just blew it for you. It just blew it for you. No one's going to buy the product now. No one will buy this. I don't know that anything on the planet Earth can grow in 30 seconds. What were you thinking? I know you were shooting for the wild claim figure and go for it because it's all BS anyway. But again, there's an art to BS. And you guys just clumsily slapped down this ad without respecting that art. The art of the con. Where did you yahoos go to school? 30 seconds? Nothing grows in 30 seconds! P.T. Barnum's rolling in his grave right now, you morons. Look at this, and they have some testimonial. My own hair was thin and my scalp showed right through. I was amazed how Topic filled out my hair. It was as if I'd had a 1,000 hair transplant in about 30 seconds. Topic is safe, convenient, and inexpensive, and it really works. I strongly recommend this breakthrough product to any man or woman with thinning hair. Dr. Jonathan P. Konecki, Southport, Connecticut. Dr. John Konecki, are you hammered? Are you hammered? Did they blackmail you into this, or did they make you write it down with a gun cocked to your head? Are you a real doctor, by the way, or are you more of a guy who's holding an honorary degree from some community college? Because do you expect us to believe this crap, huh? Topic is an amazing new complex of tiny microfiber hairs that perfectly blend with your own hair. Topic fibers are made of the same organic keratin protein as your own hair. Through a unique process, Topic fibers are specifically restructured to merge undetectably with your hair. You apply Topic by simply holding the custom container over your thinning area and shaking it gently. In seconds, count them, seconds, thousands of tiny color-matched hair fibers will intertwine with your own hair. Charged with static electricity, they bond so securely that they'll stay in place all day and night, even in the strongest wind or the hardest rain. You'll be amazed how these hair-building fibers transform your thin, colorless hair. Suddenly, this peach fuzz becomes thick and full before your eyes. In fact, your thinnest, limpest strands of hair will become so thick that even the thinnest areas look full again. The entire transformation takes less than 30 seconds. Topic does not simply create the illusion of thicker hair. By combining your own thinning hair with the Topic fibers, you'll actually see a thicker, fuller head of hair. You'll even be able to style your hair in a younger-looking way, one you wanted to do all along. No expense was spared to make this the most valuable hair product you'll ever own. Topic comes in an elegant, discreet, molded container specifically designed to dispense the fibers through 167 digitally optimized openings. And Topic is so easy to apply that after a while you won't even need to look in the mirror when you put it on. I've even applied it between floors on an elevator on my way to a business meeting. By the way, if you love this product, folks, you'll love our handy little chemo in a can cancer treatment product, sure to rid you of that pesky little ailment in just under 10, count them, 10 seconds with one simple application. I've cured people with brain tumors in between floors on the way, you know, in an elevator. Yeah, order now and win eternal life in paradise just for filling out a testimonial stating how well our products work for you. That's right. Your Get Into Eternity Free card will give you a lifetime of peace of mind, and it'll bring with it total bliss for your children as well. Bliss in a can guarantees your children a long, happy life free of pain, plus successful careers sure to make you proud as a peacock. Or your money back. I'm Dr. John Konecki, and you have my word on it. By the way, did you know I'm expecting to get stinking rich off this? Of course, I'm still looking for my first buyer. And these ads aren't getting any less expensive. What's going on out there? Hello? Hello? Where are you people? What's going on? Don't you folks believe this crap? Or is it something else? Is it something else? Don't tell me baldness is suddenly back in vogue. It's that Ventura fella, isn't it? It's Jesse. I knew it. I had just barely succeeded in getting everyone to forget Kojak, and along comes this bald melon with national coverage for his campaign race. Well, I'm telling you, if baldness is so great, how come Jess, how come, who is the guy? Jesus. Freudian slip there. How come Jesus had hair? And Lincoln, he had hair. And Mother Teresa, he had hair. I mean, she had hair. Baldness? Who wants that? Serial killers are bald. At least they are as they head to the electric chair. You want people to see your head and think of serial killers heading to an electric chair? I don't think so. That's not how you get ahead in this dog-eat-dog world. No, no, no. Does Bill Gates have a bald head? I don't think so. Think about it. And get Topic!
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.
Hi. Son of a gun, ladies and gentlemen. Just in case I'll never get to say it again, I'm sitting here on election night looking at the percentages and I'm able to report to you that Jesse Ventura is currently kicking Norman Skip's ass. That's a great country. Mishki for Homestead Mortgage. Hi. This would be a bad time to move. I know that Homestead needs some, business, but not on election night. No, you'll want to stay tuned. You'll want to stay tuned. We're covering this one. We're on this one. We got Terry Anderson all over the place. We got her top of the hour. We got her bottom of the hour. We got her by the hour. Hour by hour. Quarter hour. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do finally decide that it's time to move, and maybe it's a rat problem, I don't know what's moving you out of your house. Maybe it's some sort of gas smell that bothers you. Or if it doesn't bother you, at least annoys you because you're constantly running the kids to the hospital. There's a wiring problem, perhaps. The house has been catching fire a lot, and statistically, you should only have one house fire per lifetime. So if you have several, I'd bug out and look for a new abode. When that time comes, please consider Homestead Mortgage for the simple reason that they satisfy. They satisfy. Like a Chesterfield, they satisfy. You ever had a Chesterfield? It's a lot like going with Homestead Mortgage. Now, I don't know after a night of romance if you people still smoke or not, but if not, a nice thing to do after a night of intimacy with your partner is to get a home loan through Homestead. Something to think about. A lot of times people aren't thinking about those sorts of things at that moment, but who would have believed, you know, 500 years ago that people would think of smoking? You know? Or 500 years from now, they'll probably be asking, you mean they used to smoke after that? See? I don't know if this ad has made any sense. That's really not what I'm about. I'm just about getting as much business to Homestead as possible. And that might mean dragging you by the short hairs over there. Homestead Mortgage, 490-5555. Call Homestead at 490-5555.
Dave Dahl's KSTP forecast. Tomorrow partly cloudy, a high of 38. And tomorrow night mostly clear and 23. Currently it's 32. Now back to the Mischke broadcast.
Well, big town, every night, Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, that's what I like. I hear the saxes screaming, the cats are swinging. Oh, big town. Stand me on the corner, let me watch the chicks walk by. Big town woman, got a gleam in her eye. Got the cute little fights to make her so nice. Oh, big town.
Mischke broadcast, AM 1500 KSTP, Shadowman at the board. Clyde Lewis, technical director, studio engineer. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, everything's swell here.
Well, that's good. Hey, what's up with that comment about the short hairs? That's kind of tasteless, don't you think?
Hey, if you want to swing by Highway 61, I'll grab you and drag you to Homestead Mortgage and force you to get a loan from them. You want to take me up on it?
I'm probably not going to be in the market for a home anytime soon.
Well, then I don't think I'm going to be talking to you anytime soon. Oh, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what got into me there. This is a professional radio broadcast, 50,000 watts. I'm a highly paid talk host, doing my job to the best of my ability as I learned how to do it at the Edward R. Murrow School of Broadcasting in Biloxi. So we now go to ABC News with an election night update. ABC News, is that you, Hal? Hal? Hal!
What a turnabout. A few months ago, Democrats struggling under the shadow of the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal were dreading this election, and Republicans were talking about strong gains in Congress. They scaled back the numbers in recent weeks, but tonight ABC News is projecting the Democrats will gain seats in the House. Let's get more live from ABC's Lauren Rogers at the ABC News election desk in Washington.
Tim, very good news for Democrats at this hour. If these trends hold for the rest of the evening, Democrats will actually gain seats in the House of Representatives. Now, that's not to say the Republicans will lose control of the House. In fact, ABC News is projecting the GOP will maintain control of the House. Republicans, however, are certainly not achieving anywhere near the gains that were anticipated. Now, if the late returns don't change things dramatically, Tim, it will be the first time since 1934, since Franklin Roosevelt was in office, that the party in the presidency hasn't lost seats in the House.
And trying to put the best face on the results, House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
This is the earliest night ever in my life that we have been able to claim victory.
This is ABC News. And ABC News political analyst Bill Kristol says Gingrich's own position may be shaky now.
I think there are a lot of disappointed Republicans around the country tonight, and I think there could be repercussions in terms of the Republican leadership in the Congress.
Still to come, the big prize in California, where the polls close in half an hour. Gray Davis is favored to be the first Democrat in 16 years to win the governorship. ABC's Stephen Tubbs is live at the ABC News election desk in Los Angeles.
Tim, turnout was expected to be at its highest for a gubernatorial election in 16 years. 12 propositions on the ballot as well, ranging from the sale of horse meat to Indian gaming. As you mentioned, the governor's race is expected to be an important victory for Democrats, with Gray Davis well ahead of Republican Dan Lundgren in field polls. The Senate race between Democrat Barbara Boxer and Matt Fong, too close to call. Tim?
ABC's Stephen Tubbs live in Los Angeles. Another extremely close Senate race in New York, where Republican Al D'Amato's apparently lost to Democrat Charles Schumer. Even in North Carolina, a conservative, strongly anti-Clinton state, GOP Senator Locke Faircloth lost to Democrat John Edwards. I'm Tim O'Donnell with a 98 vote from ABC News.
It's 9:33 and time for another KSTP Terry Anderson election update. Terry?
Well, with 13% of the precincts reporting, Jesse Ventura is in the lead still. He has 37% of the vote. Skip Humphrey is coming in second with 32%. And Norm Coleman, the Republican candidate, is in at 30%. Now, just a moment ago, we spoke with his running mate, Jen Olson, and she says so far these numbers don't scare her.
At 1%, it was an absolute reverse. As far as I'm concerned, it could have stayed right there, but that is not a reflection of the total state. So I never get very excited about numbers until we're nearing the finish line.
Again, with 13% of the precincts reporting for the governor's election, Jesse Ventura is in first place with 37% of the vote. Humphrey, number two, with 32%, and Norm Coleman, the Republican, in at 30%. Let's take a look at the district races in District number 1. So far, same story. Gil Gutnick is at the lead with 60% of the vote. District number 2, David Mingy has 62% of the vote. And District number 3, the projected winner is Jim Ramstead. He had 74% of the vote. And he spoke just a moment ago to KSTP and said he's humbled by today's election.
Well, I've always thought that good policy makes good politics. And I work hard every single day for the people of the 3rd District. And then at election time, I let the chips fall. And like I said, it's very gratifying and humbling to receive such an overwhelming mandate tonight.
Again, Jim Ramstead is the projected winner for District number 3 with 74%
of the
vote.
We have not had anyone shoot their opponent yet, have we?
Not yet, but the governor's race would probably be the most likely category in which that would happen, don't you agree?
We did have that happen in this country where a guy shot his opponent.
Down in Tennessee?
Yeah. Not surprising. That would have been on the other side of the Mason-Dixon line. And then the widow ran.
Mm-hmm.
And trounced the murderer. I think the headline tomorrow there is going to be Widow Trounces Murderer. She's way ahead, ABC reports. And that's an American story that I'm sure is moving around the globe. But we have not had that yet in Minnesota, nice country.
We had a candidate in Arkansas who died but still made the ballot, and they're voting for him tonight. In fact, all his supporters are still urging people to vote for him.
And they're having a rally. They're having a rally at some convention center, and they have the stiff. They have him there. It's crazy. We're boring compared to that. Unless we elect Ventura, in which case, holy buckets.
Do you know how many reporters are going to fight to have the Capitol beat?
Oh, man.
If he becomes the governor
heaven
of Minnesota?
Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. It'll be glorious. You'll be in heaven. You'll have fun. You'll have a ball reporting this stuff.
The next 4 years will not be boring.
Hey, let me ask you, is there any possibility of, and you may have some more right now, but is there any possibility of getting you just before we go off at 10 o'clock?
Well, absolutely. I'll give everybody at least for the governor's race, because
right,
I know
that's
that what
one.
Everybody is.
Yeah, one last check on that before you sign off, we sign off, I should say.
And if there's been any shootings or anything like that. I'll be more than happy to.
Wrist rockets, anything at all, I want to hear about.
All right. Well, let's quick go over the amendments. That's kind of what people are also, the constitutional amendments. So far, 77% of all the voters have said use the lottery money for the environment. 82% of you voters say yes to preserving hunting and fishing heritage rights. And 58% of all the voters have said get rid of the treasurer's office in the year 2003. Again, if there's any major explosions, anybody shoots anybody, or anybody says I quit, I'll be sure to cut in.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Terry Anderson, I appreciate her help tonight on the broadcast, a rare appearance. She's often heard on the Jason Lewis program, and for all I know, is she on throughout the day, or is it Suchi and Lewis?
She's on with Joe
and Lewis.
And Lewis, that's, and then Mark O'Connell is on in the morning.
And then we don't have any local programming between 8 and, I have to remind myself of that, between 8 and 2. We have no local programming. Radio's changing. The old theory in the state of Minnesota used to be, that was the death knell for your station. Now you can take these, national shows and you can make a living with them. That's a change for old Minnesota. Is it a good change? I'm not prepared to say tonight. Let's go to Backyard John. Backyard John, I think it's been about 3 years since you've called.
Yeah, about that long.
Yeah. I got a good memory, don't I?
Yep.
3 years ago you called, and now for some reason you're calling again.
Yeah.
What possibly could have moved you, after 3 years of all sorts of news stories, what possibly could have moved you tonight to call the broadcast?
Jesse Ventura.
Oh. And your take?
Well, you know how they're always making a big fuss about the potential for sessions running long and all of this. With Jesse as governor, we've got the perfect solution. Gauge match.
I hope we don't hear a lot of this wrestling stuff. That'll really put a damper on my enjoyment of his win. I mean, Suchi's already got the governor turnbuckle thing going, and I'm just afraid that's going to get all really old really quickly.
Well, there is that risk, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's too bad, too, because the old boy's done a few other things besides wrestling,
Oh, yeah.
In his life.
Yeah, he's not a
But son of a gun, because that was the big splashy entertainment thing, he's going to have to live with all the wrestling references. You know, when Jack Kemp ran, I went absolutely nuts with the football references. Well, now I didn't realize that I may be looking at another few years of wrestling references. And the headlines, I think, are going to get old. I may have to find another line of work if that's what we're going to have. But, John, again, odd that out of, all these stories over all these years that just this cage match thing that came into your head got you to call. Well, what have you been doing? Have you been in a coma or something?
No, I kind of crawled out from under a rock.
Okay, well, glad you did. It's good to hear from you again.
Yeah.
Okay. See you, buddy.
Take care.
Talk to you in the year 2001. Backyard Johnny. I remember him from long ago. Backyard Johnny used to work on my old Fords. Those Galaxies I used to drive. I kind of miss them, actually. Mikey!
Hey, Tommy.
Hello.
Hey, I just called to congratulate you that Jesse's in the lead.
Isn't that a shocker?
No, it's not.
It's to be tonight, Rob.
Yeah, it's sir.
Why does that keep happening? That's odd. The shocker is, if you would have tried to predict this several months ago, you would have been called insane. And you're talking about something that's so rare in American politics for anybody to just say, doggone it, I'm going to make a go at it and take on two consummate pros. I mean, Skip and Norm are just the pros. The pros. Norm is a national darling in the Republican Party, and Skip, with the Humphrey name and his years of experience, I mean, for Jesse to even think of taking these on and then to perform this well, it's an extraordinary story, and I imagine the national coverage he's received up until now will only continue, regardless of the outcome now, because of the percentages he's looking at. Now, I don't know how it's all going to come down. These things are so bizarre because all of a sudden it's like the Jerry Lewis telethon. They say, all right, let's take a look at the totals, and the numbers start changing wildly. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, yeah, we got to get to the rest of the state.
I'd love to be on until 1 o'clock to see the result of this thing and then be on from about 1 to 4 having a little party here at the old station, but there's a big sign up saying, hey, Mishki, no booze tonight regardless of the outcome. But it's a fun one to watch. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. It's a fun one to watch. On the highway, heading south somewhere to dig. Why am I singing that song? That's just... Okay. I'm just doing some things here. Don't pay any attention to me. All right. Okay. Alrighty, just let me get my stuff organized here. You just go on with whatever you were doing. I'm looking there. Okay, all's well with the world. I'll just start this and everything will be fine. Okay. We got a dead man!
Dead, yes, dead. These people, they are dead. The sun will rise tomorrow, but these people won't. They're dead. They're dead. I said, they're dead.
Oh, dead, not due back this way anytime soon. Norbert Walheim, 85 years old, a tenacious Auschwitz survivor who went on to sue the Germans for compensation for his work as a slave laborer. Did you catch that? After he was freed from Auschwitz, he decided to sue the Germans. That's beautiful. He died on Sunday at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. He was 85 years old. His aspirations as a lawyer were shattered by the Nazis' anti-Jewish laws. His pregnant wife and 3-year-old son died at Auschwitz, 2 of 80 relatives killed by the Nazis. He was one of the 25,000 Jews who were forced to build a synthetic rubber plant for the Germans, risking extermination in Auschwitz's gas chambers if any of them collapsed from fatigue. And yet, far from succumbing to despair, Walheim, upon liberation, built a second family with a woman he met at Bergen-Belsen, a former concentration camp. And he didn't stop there. In 51, he sued. He sued Germany's largest manufacturer, saying it was a matter of principle that the Germans should pay him for 2 years of hard work. And he won $25 per week in back wages for those 2 years. That was the going pay for the factory work at the time. Tenacious is right. Holy buckets. Hey, Germany, how about a little something for the effort there, huh? I mean, I'll forgive the long hours, the skimpy rations, the brutal conditions, the horrible treatment, the nasty attacks and all that, but you owe me for 2 years' work in your stinking factory, and I want it now. Tough for the old Jerrys to argue with him on that one, wasn't it? Well, hold on a minute, Mr. Walheim. Now, you did get to experience firsthand a major part of 20th century history that a lot of other folks are only able to read about, and Germany did help you give that invaluable experience to you, so surely that's worth something here that we can knock off the price. I said I want my $25 a week, you pathetic Nazi bastards. All right, Mr. Walheim. All right. If you feel you have to play hardball, fair enough. Here you go. Sorry about the lice. I know it may be hard to believe, but I think even Hitler dealt with lice a little bit. He had a bout there for a while. Got it while necking with Eva, I'm told. And I know you got a little thinner there than you would have preferred, but until you've dealt with the horrors of morbid obesity, don't knock thinness. And here's your wages, and there you go. I hope you're satisfied. Will there be anything else at all? Will there be anything else? Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked. Little Nazi. Now that should do it.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, I drink Summit beer. 1, 2, 3, 4 is the flavor I adore. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I drink it wherever I go. So boys beware and girls take care, drink Summit, there's none to compare. Ladies and gentlemen, Summit beer is not one beer. When you say, toss me a Bud, king of beers, you mean Bud. You know that flavor. It's the same flavor no matter what. You say Summit, which is it? Summit Extra Pale Ale, India Pale Ale, Great Northern Porter? Is it the Hefeweizen? Is it the Winter Ale? Is it the Maibach? What are you asking for there? Hello! You gotta go a whole year to try them all. And at Summit, they're asking that you try them all. You may fall in love with one, you may fall in love with all of them. You may go back to the King of Beers. Bud, Bud, yes, kitten? King of Beers. If Bud's the King of Beers, then Summit's the deity of beers, people, and we might as well slap that on the bottle. And that's what I like about Summit. In bottles. Not cans. You know that the olfactory is connected directly with taste, so when you're drinking a Bud, you're smelling that can, that smell has something to do with the taste, and that taste is that much worse. And you'd think they'd know that and wouldn't put it in a can. Glass. What happened to glass? The whole country's going to plastic. Tradition. Tradition usually can be found still around some breweries. It's all over the place at Summit. They still follow the German purity laws of the 1500s in making their beer. Think about it. No preservatives, no artificial enzymes, nothing, just beer. Flat out beer. Drink it and enjoy. Summit Brewing Company, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Dave Dahl, KSTP forecast. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 38. And tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 23. Currently, it's 32. Now back to the Mishki broadcast.
Oh, some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about
it. Tell me
this
about
so
it.
You understand what I'm talking
about. I
want
to understand. Yeah. Down there?
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods.
It looks something like a turnip green.
Looks something like a turnip.
Called a poke.
Everybody call it poke salad. Oh,
give it to me.
Poke.
Oh.
Salad.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP. Good God. Hey, I got a little southern story here before we go to Terry. I got to get this one in. Racing fans take their sports seriously, but one in North Carolina went too far. Officer B.A. Silva of the Durham, North Carolina police shot Barb Curtis in the stomach and upper thigh at her house a few hours after her boyfriend said she became angry with the outcome of a NASCAR race. She's apparently alive. She's in decent condition. The disturbance might have been touched off by Barb's anger that some driver lost a race at the AC Delco 400. That's according to her boyfriend. The couple argued about the race, and Barb displayed a knife and went after her boyfriend. Women going nuts because of the result of a NASCAR race. Boy, how did I miss out on a gal like that? I knew I should have been born down south. You folks ever been down south? You never been down south? Let me tell you there's something about it.
Now, some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about.
I love it when he says that. Holy smokes. Big engines, sweaty drivers, asphalt tracks, women galore. Not just any women, mind you. Women like Barb, who will pull a knife when their favorite driver doesn't win. Women who have had to be shot by cops just to be subdued unless they off their boyfriends on account of a car race. Welcome to the southern United States, people. You ever been down south? Let me tell you something about it so you understand what I'm talking about. It's swamp country down there. You know what I'm saying? It's farm country. Good God, y'all. Down in Carolina, where the women, they grow so mean, lived a dame, Barb Curtis was her name. She lived for the NASCAR scene. She's a car racing mama. Her daddy was a llama. What? They weren't letting her join any pit crew, so she did a boyfriend in with a Ginsu. Doom, doom, doom. Mean, wretched, spiteful, straight razor-toed woman. Pick me a mess of it. Every day about supper time, she'd settle in to watch a car race. But before the evening was over, the cops were taking her down with a can of mace. NASCAR queen. She put a hole in Bubba's spleen. Everybody said she was deranged. But Bubba said, baby, don't change. Girl, I love you. Girl, I love ya. I love you and the things you do. And the buck knife you threw and the hatchet, too. And what it put me through, it drew me closer to you. You mean wretched, spiteful, straight, razor-toed woman, you. Oh, Lord have mercy. What a catch, what a catch, what a catch. Y'all ever been down south? Hi. Boom, boom. All right. Pick me a mess of it. Good God. All right. Let's go to Terry Anderson, standing by on University Avenue at Channel 5 headquarters there, where she's putting up with Jason Lewis all evening long just to deliver an update from time to time here on the radio. And boy, they better give you combat pay for that. What's the little redhead doing now?
Oh, he's just in my space.
Freak. All right.
And he's got to be the focus of attention, doesn't he? He's Calvin and Hobbes. I swear to God, it's Calvin.
I'm surprised he hasn't picked up a knife and shish kebab DJ Leary.
They're the best of buds. I think they're kind of shell-shocked right now because of the
okay, give us the figures. Give it to us.
Well, with 24% of the precincts reporting Jesse Ventura, 37%. Hubert Humphrey, 31. Norm, 31.
It's happy news. It makes you feel so good. You get all warm inside. Everyone needs good news every once in a while. It's time for happy news. It's happy news on the Mishki Broadcast.
And this just coming in from the Norm Coleman camp.
What's a daisy?
Didn't count on that one. Okay, so that's what we're looking at, huh?
Well, here's the span between Humphrey and Jesse and the votes. Jesse's got more than 210,000 votes at this point in time. Hubert Humphrey, 177. So we're talking more than 40,000 votes difference.
So what's Jason doing? I mean, besides vomiting.
Let's pot him up right now. Here's DJ Larry.
Around this city.
This is Mr. Larry.
People, whether
Jason
they're Democrat
smiling.
Or Republican, yeah, wait, are looking at these numbers.
Got
and
the pearly whites going.
Exactly what
hit
the folks
DJ with something and see if you...
That margin isn't
is
getting
his hands
small.
Are just afloat.
It's gone from 2 to 3
Jason's
to 4.
Jason's just shell-shocked. He's
oh, he can't even talk, but saying, his hair looks good.
I think we got a little trouble here.
You'll find out when he smiles, though, that they doctored the hell out of his teeth on those billboards.
We have a problem. Let's hope their celebrations are all in the first.
Problem.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
So, that's, Terry, yes. Are you going to hang it up now?
No, I am here until they concede or...
Golly.
Yeah,
you're
and you know the
night.
Three of them. I'm going to be here all night.
All right. Well, this will be a great night, great historic night in Minnesota political, I guess.
So what do you think people in Alabama think of Minnesota tonight?
Well, have you ever been down south?
I've been down to New Orleans.
Let me tell you. A lot of you never been down south. Let me tell you a little something about it. Down there, they got some women who like NASCAR racing, and they don't care too much about elections. What they like to do if their man doesn't win is take a butcher knife out and take him out with extreme prejudice. You know what I'm saying?
Never been down south.
Tony Joe White, ladies and gentlemen.
You
understand what I'm talking about? Good God! Well, Terry, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see the national coverage of this race, regardless of how it turns out, because
exactly.
The percentages are so much higher than people thought. I'm looking forward to the rest of the night. I don't think I'll be going to sleep either, so I'll be on my end of University Avenue in the Midway, and you'll be on yours, and we'll have a fun night.
Sounds good. You
right,
too,
thanks.
Bud. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Terry. Bye-bye. Terry Anderson helping out, and Shadow Man as well doing yeoman service tonight. Clyde Lewis, Technical Director, Studio Engineer, Production Wizard here at the broadcast. I'm T.D. Mischke signing off. Saying, go get them, Jesse, huh? Stir the pot. Spin those little heads around. Freak out a bunch of bureaucrats tonight. It'll be a glorious evening. Political history of this state. Did I say KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis? I may have, I don't know. But I didn't say sleep well, so sleep well. But don't sleep yet!
From ABC News, I'm Tim Oliver.